Today, the city of San Diego started power washing parts of downtown in an effort to fight against the hepatitis A outbreak. 16 people have died. Hundreds are infected. It's making it the worst outbreak to hit San Diego in decades.
Now we're hearing the virus can be spread easier than we first expected. NBC7's Megan Tavrizian has been covering this story for us. She's downtown with continuing coverage now. Megan?
Well, Monica and Catherine, this virus is extremely contagious. Doctors today told us that the virus lingers for days. So even touching an infected doorknob or toilet seat can make you sick. Crews began spraying down East Village sidewalks today with a bleach solution. It's the latest step taken by the city to fight against the spread of hepatitis A.
We're probably going to be doing them every other Monday. We're going to see how that works out, at least for the time being.
The bleach solution will be used on areas predominantly occupied by the homeless, around Market and 16, down through Commercial. Last week, the county declared a local health emergency after 15 people died and more than 380 people became infected. Leaders from the county and city knew of the outbreak in March, but there wasn't much done about it until a few weeks ago.
It sounds like a crazy thing to have on the streets of a first world city.
In addition to power washing, the city and county deployed 40 hand washing stations around the county. The county has also vaccinated more than 7,000 people at risk, which include the homeless and those who work with the homeless. Now doctors are recommending anyone who works and lives downtown to get vaccinated too.
We just opened our business, so I knew her, who she had interviewed us before, and I was like, oh, what's this? And then I was like, oof.
Laura Johnson is a small business owner downtown who found out about the outbreak yesterday on Facebook.
I literally had no idea until yesterday, which is kind of scary.
And now the homeless is the community that's impacted the most, but about 30% of those infected are not homeless. We went to a clinic today. They said that they are noticing an increase in people going there and trying to get vaccinated for hepatitis A.